Message number 855. Look behind the mask of humanism and you will not find signs of God. Saturday, July 27, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, it is my desire that all my cherished followers pray hard to deflect the harm to souls because of the growth of atheism. Atheism does not always declare itself. Very often people who have decided for whatever reason to no longer believe in God create a substitute. Because of the makeup of man, he must seek out a cause in order to justify his existence. The curse of humanism is that it exalts man in the eyes of man. All must be done according to the humanist is to ensure that man's needs come first. Many people confuse humanism with Christianity. When one proclaims the importance of worldly goods in the lives of man at all cost in order to avoid suffering or poverty, it is easy to assume that this is a form of love for one's neighbor. If you say that you want to put a stop to poverty, unemployment and other miseries, many will think you are speaking in the name of God. Look behind the mask of humanism and you will not find signs of God, nor will you hear his name mentioned. Those who live their lives as humanists do not love God. They only love themselves. They also believe that all that matters is the well-being, usually in the form of worldly things, of humanity as a means to an end. While it may seem charitable to care about the needs of man, you can never substitute God by placing the needs of man first. When you do this, you insult God. Humanism, while having all the exterior signs of love for God, is not what it seems. Behind the mask of love lurks a love of self. Man will die, his body will turn to dust, his soul will live on, yet humanism would have you believe that man is immortal. Be careful when you embrace humanism, because when you do, you cut yourselves off from me. Your Jesus.